They don't think he caught it.
Does he complete the process?
It has been determined that the receiver did not maintain possession.
The receiver in the end zone did not survive the ground. It's an incomplete pass.
That was the hot topic here at the annual league meetings. I'm Phil Milani alongside Andrew Mason. The meeting's just wrapping up here on this Wednesday at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando. Mace, what did you think about how they changed the catch rule?
Well, it was something that had to be done, and I think the wording of it is as good as you could come up with. Now, that being said, you've created some ambiguity there when you're talking about a football move or the potential to make a football move that's now involved with that. So there's going to be some judgment calls involved with this. I think getting that standard honed, it may be some trial and error. It may be a while before they really get it right, but you had to do something in the wake of these plays that were obviously catches, but were not ruled catches because the way the rule had been written. Now, that rule was written because you wanted something that was black and white with no ambiguity. Now you've gone back to that, but now at least you don't have to worry about something that's an obvious catch not being a catch. It's good for the game.
I think they wanted it to be a little bit general so that you can use the eye test and just simply say, hey, that looked like a catch. That is a catch. The other big topic, the new helmet rule, that you can't go in with your helmet like that. It's going to lead to some replay, possible ejections too, right, Mace?
Yeah, possible ejections, and that's a forceful part of this. I mean, I've kind of jokingly said sometimes that, hey, if you really want to have teeth on this, you need to maybe do like a red card or something like in soccer and have, or rugby, and have a team playing a man down. That's a step too far for football. So it's not going to happen, but an ejection certainly has some potential to really get players and teams thinking long and hard about, you know, how to coach differently, how to make sure the players don't leave with their helmet. Our safeties, defensive backs, are they going to be kind of laying back a little bit? You know, now, you know, because you want to have form tackling, but sometimes you've got to go and make the play, and these are split second things. And if a guy is ejected from a game, well, let's say you have three safeties up and a safety's ejected, you're down to two. Yeah. And that changes what you can do formationally and game plan wise. So this is going to have some impact, but look, the league really needed to show it was serious about getting a lot of these helmet-to-helmet collisions out of the game. This is something that's got teeth, and I think it's going to work in the long term. But there's going to be some back and forth on it at first.
Yeah, we want to see how it's going to be officiated. Yeah. Seems like it could be some big calls made that will determine the outcome of a lot of games. But we heard Commissioner Roger Goodell say, hey, we're trying to make the game safer. In fact, this is going to be the first time they'll use replay to make the game safer. And Mace, speaking of the commissioner, we just heard him talk. Where do you think the state of the league is right now?
It's pretty strong. Obviously, there are some challenges, and you know, certainly in the wake of the protests that took place during national anthems and how much of a hot button issue that was last year. So they, you know, kind of want to get some clarity long term, but also want to support the charitable and social endeavors of the players. So I think it's something they're coming to. But in general, you look at the state of the league and people say, oh, well, TV ratings are down, this or that. But the Carolina Panthers are for sale. And the term that Goodell used today was unprecedented interest in potential buyers for the Panthers, and rumblings that they could fetch $2.5 billion, a record for an NFL team. And so that business indicator, a mid-level, mid-market franchise that's going to get that much money and is worth that much money on the market, that's a good sign for where the league stands, I think.
Yeah, and plus the stadium project in L.A., we heard Goodell say that he thinks it's going to be one of the finest stadiums in the entire world.
It has to be for what they're talking about. The numbers
almost
have been
through. What, $4.9 billion.
Yes, but hey, I think there's going to be a lot of you get what you pay for on this, and it'll be spectacular. I really can't wait to see it.
Good for the L.A. community, too. And then we also heard that NFL Network will be moving to that new location as well. All right, that is going to do it from Orlando as we wrap up the annual league meeting. For Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Milani.